This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
You are counted righteous because of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You are not counted righteous because of your good works and your good deeds. Now, good works and good deeds will be born out of a person who has been made righteous because they believe in Jesus Christ. But the good works are not responsible for you being made righteous. You are made righteous because of Jesus Christ, and out of that righteousness, you produce all type of wonderful things born out of love.
Join Creflo and Taffy Dollar for a three-day life-changing celebration, July 11th through 13th at World Changers Church International for our annual Grace Life Conference. We're kicking off this year's conference with inspirational singer and songwriter Doe Jones. General session times are 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Ministers and leaders, don't miss the 5 p.m. just for you. Text Grace Life, one word, to 51555 and register today.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today.
Some of you think that God can't use you anymore because of your past and your mess ups and stuff like that. And He used three murderers in the Bible, and you don't think He can use you. Somebody said, say what? Yeah, Moses, murderer. The Apostle Paul, murderer. David, peeping Tom, and murderer. So get over that. And start focusing in on your identity. I am the righteousness of God. I have been made righteous. I have not become righteous. I didn't do nothing to deserve righteousness. I believed in Jesus and He made me righteous. He made me righteous. I am righteous because of Jesus. And as long as Jesus is all right, I am all right. Let me show you something. When the law was given, at the same time, if you look in Exodus, that the law was given, sacrificial system was instituted, where the Lord said that we're going to introduce the sacrificial system where you bring a sacrifice that's acceptable. And if that sacrifice is acceptable, then I will bless you because of the sacrifice. Now, those sacrifices could never take away sin. It could only cover sin. He says, I'll bless you because of the sacrifice, which y'all automatically knew when He gave the commandments. He said, I know they're not going to be able to keep them, so that's why I got to figure out a way where I can bless them. Oh, my goodness. I'll bless you because of the sacrifice. So if the sacrifice presented wasn't all right, you ain't going to be all right. So you got to bring a sacrifice that's acceptable. But for all of us, Jesus is our sacrifice. And how many of you know He's acceptable? Huh? So if the sacrifice is all right, you all right. Is the sacrifice all right?
Yes.
So if you go around thinking, oh, I ain't righteous no more, I'm going to go to Jesus. You all right? He said, yeah, I'm still good. And I'm thinking, well, what they doing? He's still good. We still good. I'm still good because He's still good. He's the acceptable sacrifice. He died once and for all, praise God. I am the righteousness of God today, tomorrow, when I'm up, when I'm down, I'm the righteousness of God. As long as I am focused and still tied into Jesus, I believe in Him, praise God. He has made me righteous. I receive my righteousness. Are y'all getting this? Can you see I'm just drilling this in? This is going to be your foundation for the year. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So they treated Jesus like the worst sinner. Think about what he went through. They treated him like the worst sinner ever. Whipped with a cat of nine tails, nailed to a cross, spit on. Then after all of that, he who had never sinned went to the hell that was our hell to go to, but he took our place and went to the hell that we were supposed to go to. My God. Why did he do that? He was treated like the worst sinner ever, my goodness, so that you and I could be treated like the best righteous person ever.
Amen.
He who had never sinned and didn't deserve the treatment did it so that we who had sinned and were made righteous and didn't deserve the treatment of a righteous man, that's what he did. I will become the sinner. Let them treat me like the worst sinner in the world so you can become the righteousness of God and be treated like the righteous of the world.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Wow. Okay. Maintaining your righteous stance. That's what we're talking about. Now let's look at Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. Let's look at it again in the NLT. Romans 4, 1 through 8. I didn't get a chance to really get to this last week, got to part of it, but let's look at the whole thing here. Are you seeing this? It's people would get born again if they knew this. But not, they're not getting this. What they're getting is all the rules you got to keep in order to be born again. What are you talking about, all the rules you have to keep? It was a gift. Listen to me. If righteousness, if the blessing is a result of your good works, watch this, then you should get the credit for it. But if righteousness is a gift, then Jesus should get the credit for it. So now what we're going to see here is, what do you really think? You really think you all that? So then you should get the credit for it. But if it's a gift, he should get the credit for it. Watch this. They're going to talk about Abraham here. And this is awesome because in the book of Genesis, the Bible says that Abraham believed God in Genesis before Jesus. And heaven said, you're righteous. Before Abraham did any good thing, Abraham believed God and heaven said, you're righteous. And then somebody said, oh, Abraham was perfect. Oh, far from it. Oh, dude, we can show some scriptures about Abraham the coward, Abraham the liar, Abraham, oh my goodness, the fear person. And God says, it's too late. I've already made him righteous. So even when he lied about Sarah being his wife, even when he was coward and wouldn't stand up for her, even when all of that stuff happened, he said, I still got to treat him as righteous because I am showing a picture of what is to come.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And the Old Testament was all about shadows and pictures. And that's why you got to learn how to rightly divide between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, because in the Old Testament, the Sabbath was a day. And people still arguing about, do you worship God on Saturday or Sunday? We worship on Thursday at 3. That's not even the issue. The issue is that you've got to rightly divide and know that in the Old Covenant, it was a shadow and a sign of Jesus. All of the shadows and the signs pointed to Jesus. Jesus even said, these scriptures here speak of me. But in the New Testament, they talked about the Sabbath, and they made it plain. He said that the Sabbath is me. It was a day, but now the Sabbath is Jesus. Jesus is your Sabbath. Glory be to God. Jesus is your Sabbath, and you still wonder what day. And we got whole denominations because we couldn't figure out what day it was, because we didn't rightly divide the word. Look at, do you see that? You see the stuff that has come because we don't know how to read the Bible. We don't know how to rightly divide between what was true under the old covenant and what is true under the new covenant. And we just, you know, the righteousness under the old covenant meant you had to earn it. You were righteous because you did something right. But people were still dying because the law was perfect. It was flawless, and men couldn't keep it. And if you complained, you died, because the wages of sin was death. But under this new covenant, Jesus said, all right, we see they can't do it. So I'm going to be the champion. God come down in flesh, glory to God. And I'm going to do what men can't do. And not one jot or tittle of that word in the law will go to pass until I fulfill every bit of it. So no, nothing in creation will be able to say that Jesus didn't do it all. He did it all, and now through him, you get to live life. You couldn't live it perfectly, but he lived it perfectly. Wow. Get used to this. I'm going to get bolder and louder and louder about this gospel of grace more than ever before.
That's right.
Abraham was, humanly speaking, the founder of the Jewish nation. And here's what he said. What did he discover about being made right with God? If his good deeds had made him acceptable to God, he would have had something to boast about. So if you believe that righteousness is a result of your good deeds, you have something to boast about. And if you listen carefully, church folks are boasting. They are boasting about what they do every day. They are boasting. And at the same time, while they're boasting, they're condemning you and creating that sense of, you know, approval addiction, and you're working real hard to try to gain their approval, and they ain't even doing half the stuff they're telling you. They might have did it one time, and they're making it seem like they do it every day. They don't do it every day. They sleep past 9 o'clock all the time. They got up one time at 4 o'clock to pray, and that's the last time, but they got you thinking they get up every morning at 4 o'clock, and now you get up every morning at 4 o'clock and feeling condemned if you don't, because they do that. Boy, these church people, they something else, boy. But I'm going to love you. I'm going to love you all the way to heaven. I know Jesus is coming back. That's why I'm stirred up, because I know he's coming. He's coming. Praise the Lord. He's coming. So if you did good deeds, you got something, and you're made righteous because of your good deeds, you have something to boast about. The Bible even said in Ephesians chapter 2 that there is no boasting. Why? Because it's a gift of God. Salvation is a gift of God. Therefore, there is no boasting. So if you're boasting, somehow you think you're responsible for the blessing and the righteousness that's in your life. He says if good deeds had made him acceptable to God, he would have had something to boast about. But that was not God's way. For the scripture tells us Abraham believed God, it tells us in Genesis, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous. Why? Because of all of his good deeds? No, because of his faith. When people work, I love this, their wages are not a gift. You work for that. It's not a gift when you work. The Bible says, but it was something that you have earned. So please understand, it's not a gift. It's something that you've earned. If you came to me and said, I'm going to do you a favor, but I'm going to have to charge you, it's no longer a favor. You are a hired hand now. When people work, their wages are not a gift, but something they have earned. But people are counted as righteous not because of their work, but because of their faith in God who forgives sinners. You are counted righteous because of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You are not counted righteous because of your good works and your good deeds. Now, good works and good deeds will be born out of a person who has been made righteous because they believe in Jesus Christ. But the good works are not responsible for you being made righteous. You are made righteous because of Jesus Christ. And out of that righteousness, you produce all type of wonderful things born out of love. Any work that you do that's not born out of love is a work that's not acceptable by God. So if you're doing some good work so that people can, recognize you or praise you in church, but it's not born out of love, it's not acceptable by God. So you're keeping up with all of the little goody-goody works you do, so when you get to the gate, you can roll your little toilet paper Rolodex out and say, why should I let you through the gate? You say, here you go, Lord, look at all this. Look at that, look at that, look at that. That toilet paper still rolling down there. Look at that, look at that. All my good works. And then they close the gate. So what happened? You still didn't get it. You still didn't get it. You're in heaven bragging. We don't want to hear but one word. Why should I let you in? Jesus, come on in. I have faith in Jesus. I trust in Jesus. And people don't get that. To the point where there are religions that have been started as enemies of the cross. I got a problem with Jesus because I don't like the painting Michelangelo did of Jesus. Everybody know that ain't Jesus but you. Everybody in the world know that ain't Jesus. I can't even see Jesus walking around with long hair that he curled up right before he left with rosy cheeks. And make up, that ain't, are you serious? Have you read the description of Jesus and the work that he did and all the stuff that's going on? That ain't how no Jesus look.
Right.
But here's the deal. I don't care.
Right. Amen.
I'm not moved by how he looked. I'm moved by what he did.
Yeah.
I'm moved that he died for me, that he was whipped with a cat of nine tails for me, that he was nailed to a cross for me, that he went to hell for me, that he got up from the grave for me, that he rose to be seated on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty for me, and that he is coming back again for me. I don't care what he looked like. It's because of what he did that's exalted instead of me trying to look at what I'm going to do. See, if I believe I'm the righteousness of God, then out of that righteousness, behavior is going to line up with it.
Amen.
But when your behavior ain't right, you come to church, preacher make you feel bad, Christian folks make you feel bad. It is amazing to me how Christian people love turning on one another. Like you celebrate somebody's fall, which indicates you don't believe. Even if they did fail, we forgive. Quickly, we forgive quickly. But now you start qualifying who can fall and who can't. When all of us got an issue. And for you to act like that is for you to believe you don't have no issue. You mean to tell me you got time to slander somebody else's fall when in the booth in the back in the corner, Flip Wilson, you remember him? In the booth in the back, Geraldine, you remember him? Yeah. Booth in the back in the corner in the dark, you got your own little stuff.
Yeah.
And your little stuff might not be somebody else's stuff, but you got some stuff somewhere. Wake up and smell the coffee. You are not a bed of roses. You got some weeds in your yard somewhere, too. It's amazing. It is so amazing to me. I sit and look at preachers who are supposed to be preaching love and the gospel, and they debate. It's mammon, ain't it?
Yes.
They got their podcast because they, we finna get paid now.
Yep.
We finna get paid now. And you wouldn't believe how mammon has substituted as gods in the lives of a lot of Christians. You still trying to get your bag instead of trying to get your salvation. Well, I don't agree with that. Right is right. Who you think you are? Let us follow you home. Let us shrink and get on your little shoulder and say, right is right. Right is right. Let me look at your computer and see where you've been. Stop it. That's why folks don't want to have nothing to do with y'all. Because y'all too holier than thou, doggone Holy Ghost sheriff, going around trying to arrest everybody. You need to turn around and handcuff yourself and rescue. Where are the Christians? Where are the Christian people? I tell you where they are. They're illiterate of the manuscript of life. They still don't know how to read the Bible, so what they're doing, they're making up their own right and wrong. And they keep joining churches that tell them what they already know or what they think they already know. Well, what's the scripture talking about? You fall down, whoever falls in the ditch, and then you're gonna, somebody else gonna fall in the ditch right behind you because you're all gonna fall in the ditch, the blind leading the blind. And everybody in the ditch. But watch out, Perry. You might go viral. I've been going viral for 30 years. I don't care. I am delivered from approval.
Amen.
I don't need nobody's approval. I already got God's approval. That is the only approval I need. Well, what? Just got baptized 2 hours ago. And Leo look at me like this. People are counted righteous not because of their works, but because of their faith in God who forgives them. Now watch this. I'm saying all that to set you up for this. Next verse. Here it goes. Are you ready? I hope I did a good job to prepare you for what we're about to read. David also spoke of this when he described the happiness of those who are declared righteous without working for it. So here's David, because David's looking at this and he's like, what he was saying is, ooh, y'all don't know how blessed y'all are. He said, that wasn't the same when I did it. Verse 7. He said, oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven and whose sins are put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of sin.
Believers, are you equipped for battle? In these last days, our minds are the battlefield and arena of our faith. In the 5-part series, How to Maintain Your Righteous Stance, Creflo Dollar uncovers how we get the upper hand in this fight.
Start focusing in on your identity. I am the righteousness of God. I am righteous because of Jesus. And as long as Jesus is all right, I am all right. He's the acceptable sacrifice. He died once and for all, praise God. I am the righteousness of God today, tomorrow, when I'm up, when I'm down, I'm the righteousness of God. As long as I am focused and still tied in Jesus, I believe in Him, praise God. He has made me righteous. I receive my righteousness.
For a love gift of only $30 for CDs or $40 for DVDs, you can grab a copy today. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore. Prepare to win.
Sometimes in life, we face dilemmas and aren't sure what to do. God has given us a grace gift to help overcome the limitations of our understanding so that we can receive clear direction Introducing Grace Life Academy. With this easy-to-use platform, you can start learning how to tap into the unlimited prayer power of the Holy Spirit. Grace Life Academy offers unlimited access to hundreds of hours of online teachings from Creflo Dollar anywhere and anytime. You can learn in as little as 15 minutes a day. You will gain access to interactive Bible lessons that include features like e-courses, study guides, quizzes, and more. You don't have to live a limited life. Start experiencing all that God has made available through His gifts of grace. To get started on your 30-day free trial, simply text GLA to 51555 or sign up online by visiting mygracelifeacademy.com.
We want to be sure we are living according to what God has taught us about giving. And we understand that giving and receiving is a spiritual law. It's a reflex of God's love. And I'm so glad that Taff and I begin to understand how to walk in this principle. But we give not out of necessity. We give out of a cheerful heart. We give because we're grateful and we're thankful to what God has done. You know, I want you to pray about becoming a giver into Creflo Dollar Ministries today. And if this ministry has blessed you in any way, consider sowing a seed of any amount, and we will greatly appreciate it. Thank you in advance for your support, and God bless you.
Your financial donations into this ministry work all over the world to change countless lives. If you'd like to support our efforts to save the lost, you may call in or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org today. God bless you.
No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. Tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Have you ever had God save somebody in your family and they were no good for nothing dirty, but He saved them anyway, sanctified them, filled them with the Holy Ghost?
Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times.
I open my heart, I open my mind, I open myself up to God possibilities, to God happenings, God encounters, whatever He wants to do, however He wants to do it, but I refuse to live in the past.
We're in this together. No matter where we are world changers. See you online.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.